The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Normally on a Tuesday, we would be asking for people to join the three-word quiz, but today...
What do you mean? What is going on? How is my fiancé in the studio? Hello, my love.
Hi, fiance.
How are you? What are you doing here? Why are you not at home having a nap?
Because exactly. I was on the train and I got a message from Rob being like, "How's your nap?" And I was like, "Let me just pretend I'm still asleep. It's fine." He has no idea.
For everyone that's maybe just kind of checked in and tuned in, Leah is in the studio with us. We have surprised Rob Forbes, who's just come back from his big Greek vacation, their big Greek vacation, and they are going to tell us everything about the engagement. Ons wil al die details weet. Leah is here to keep you honest, Rob, so you better tell the truth because she's here. Tune in, stay where you are. We are going to chat to Rob and the future Mrs. Forbes just after the traffic. We have surprised Rob Forbes with his fiance coming into the studio to tell us all about their engagement. This is very, let me find some nice, beautiful, wedding-y, schmaltzy music because this is just a day that is so amazing. Congratulations, Rob. So many messages coming through on the WhatsApp line of congratulations for you both. I really kind of identify with Dez's message because trying to keep something from Rob about what's happening on the show was very, very tricky. I'm like, what am I going to tell him? How are we going to keep this from him? Dez sent this for you guys.
Hi there, Robin Ross. Hope all is well. And, Jano, this is fantastic, Rob. Congrats to you and the future wife. May God lead and bless you. And may your relationship with her also be the same as you do production and work on Jacaranda.
Isn't that sweet?
Thank you.
That is such a sweet message.
You know, and the thing about it is, like, you know, what you mentioned now about, like, how difficult it is to keep stuff. I mean, Rob, how difficult was it for you to keep the ring and, like, to keep your composure
when
you're traveling together?
Can I tell you something? the ring, we had it made.
Yeah.
I sort of had an idea. We discussed it ages ago.
I was quite serious about the details.
Oh, hello.
Hi. I was quite serious about the details of what I wanted because I'm a little bit particular.
Yes. About stuff.
So he was like, make a Pinterest board and send me the board.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I don't know how long he's had the ring.
I've had it 4 months.
Yeah.
And it got delivered here one afternoon while we were doing the show. I had to go downstairs and sign for it.
So did you all know? Yes. You all here when it arrived?
We knew.
Okay, so everybody's been keeping secrets from everybody here.
Yes.
But anyway, so tell the story of, were you surprised? I mean, this Greek vacation, now you're going. Do you have a little inkling, like, are the nails done? Because
Look, the nails stayed done.
Okay, if we're going to be honest.
But like Joe is asking, you know, how did you keep this a secret?
Yeah.
I'm like, he did it on day two, and I was wondering if this is because he wasn't going to be able to keep it a secret for the rest of the day, if he was afraid I was going to find it in the bag or something.
Once you have the ring, though, it burns a hole in your pockets. Mm. There are so many times where I was like, I can't keep like putting this thing in the cupboard and just checking on it to make sure it's there. You know, you want to just like wield it, you know?
That is so special. So where did it happen? How did it happen? And did you kind of have an inkling that it was going to happen on that day?
So they call Nafplio the most romantic city in Greece. Even the word city, I think, is generous. It's tiny. And we'd had this really romantic day. We'd gone walking throughout the town. There's this big, like, fort on top of the mountain, and they say it's 1,000 steps. It's actually only 887. I counted.
Only.
So we walk back down. Our thighs are aching. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe top of the mountain, nice view. But then we both up there like, I'm thinking, please don't. And then we plan a little picnic on the beach. And I'm like, oh, if I was going to, this is maybe how I would do it. And then it didn't. And I was like, you know what? No, it's fine. We've got 18 days. At any point, this might happen. I'm not going to count my chickens. And then we went for a stroll. Oh, we were going to go like out to a bar. And Rob went, oh, I just want to go for a walk on the, what's it, like the harbor wall. Yeah, I want to go on the harbor wall just to look at all the twinkly lights. And I was like, okay. We'd already had this really romantic day. And I was like, well, it's only going to get more romantic from here. Like, so by that point, I had no idea. And he was like, I need you to stand there. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And then he did the thing. He got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. And I was like, yes. And then I cried a lot. And it was really sweet because it was really dark. So I couldn't see the ring. But there was this guy playing piano, playing guitar and singing. It was so romantic. But I was like, I need to go find somewhere with the street lights so that I can look at it. It was very sweet. I cried a lot.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Leah, we all know Rob in a professional capacity. You know him as your fish, Rob that you have at home. What is it about him that made that yes such an immediate yes for you?
The yes has been a yes for me since day one. Before I met Rob, I actually was not a big I want to get married person. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I want to be married by the time I'm 25. I was not that person. And then I met Rob and I was like, yeah, I could marry you. I could and I would marry you. And it's almost the intangible things. It's the fact that Rob has felt like family to me since the beginning. And the more Forbeses I meet, the more I want to be one. The yeses would have always been a yes in every lifetime. I can't wait to be a part of your family. You are my family. You feel like family to me, and I just want to get the government involved to make it official.
Guys, this is so special. Rob, why did Leah, what is it about Leah that made you want to get on one knee?
I've never met anyone who is so ruthlessly themselves, who is just their own person, unashamedly strong and loving and open and just the biggest heart you've ever met. And no, I couldn't wait to ask this question.
Guys, I feel like I'm at the wedding.
Leah's wearing a veil right now. If you're uncertain of how matrimonial this feels, I have a bouquet. I didn't wear white, though, because that would just send it over the edge.
Yes.
Leah, I don't have any clean clothes.
Leah is wearing a veil. She's wearing a bride-to-be sash, and she's even got a pair of white bridal headphones. So we really have stuck to the theme. Rob and Leah chatting about their engagement and their Greek idyllic vacation. We'll come back with them after the news. Rob proposed and is engaged to Leah.
I'm engaged!
While they were on holiday in Greece.
You're engaged. I'm engaged.
Everybody's engaged. And we just surprised Rob with having Leah in the studio so that we can chat a bit about what their engagement was like. I'm afraid you're not sure for a citrou plan. What happened? When? How? Everything.
Okay, so here's my thing. Is when you're dating, you've been dating someone for a while, everyone says, when are you getting engaged? Where's the ring? Yeah. When are you getting engaged? Like the day you get engaged, 5 minutes later, they're like, so when's the wedding? And then you get married, and then about 33 seconds later, when are you having kids?
Yes.
And it's like, can we just breathe and enjoy this moment? Not that I haven't been planning the wedding for like 2 years. I'm personally, I mean, obviously we've all got our like dream like wedding ideas.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm just enjoying like this bubble, this stage.
Yes.
And it looks like Rob is too. He's like a Cheshire cat. He has not stopped
grinning
since you walked in here, Leah.
My fiance is in the studio. What can I say?
It's a very different side to Rob Forbes as what ons gewoond is. Listen, you guys are making people fall in love with love, hey?
Ek sit in verkeer vas en hy ja. Dus, ach, ik kan weer trouwen. Ik is nog getrouwd, maar ik zal weer trouwen. Chassé, wie gedacht Rob is zo'n romantiek?
Hi, dankie Shannon. Bye, dankie Shannon. Jaco is ook verbaasd, hoor.
Robbie, let go. Lekker Robbie. I never thought you'd meet a woman, bro.
No. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Rob, I want to ask you, you seem so composed and you just have everything together, kind of, as we know you. Were you at all nervous about taking this big step in your relationship?
Medium nervous. Mm. Medium nervous.
But they say nerves are good, hey? Like,
no,
if you don't get
good.
Nervous about something,
I mean,
it's not for you.
You're going to ask a thing, you know, and you're hoping the person says yes.
Yeah.
And you want everything to be right.
Yeah.
And you want everything to be like the moment to be great. And this is the thing, we were going on this trip. And I mean, I've never been to Greece before. Mm. I don't know what to expect. And I would okay rond loop met die ring in my sock and keep going, you know, is the next moment, is the next place going to be better than right now? And actually, where we are right now is perfect.
Yeah.
So dis die ding.
Ag, julle twee, baie baie geluk. Ons toe ons uitgevind het dat dit gebeur, almal was so opgewonde. Almal is so lief vir julle albei en ons is net so bly vir hierdie nuwe avontuur wat julle saam gaan aanpak. Amazing, congratulations, Rob and Leah.
Do you want to stick around? I'll give you a lift home.
Yes, please. I'd like to come home with you, if that's okay.